Once upon a time, we went to the store empty-handed and came home with groceries in bags. Now, more and more people go to the store with the bags and come home with the groceries. Subtle change in wording, but a big change in practice. Many cities have enacted laws banning the single-use plastic bags found at checkout counters. At stores big and small, more people are using the reusable bags and taking those from home and to the store and back again. Ashland joined the list of cities with its own plastic bag ban set to take effect a few months down the road. Two members of the city council join us here, Carol Voisin. Carol, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Rich Rosenthal's here as well.
Good morning, sir.
So I suppose there are some people who might be thinking, based on the what's going on in the rest of the world, what took you so long? I mean, was there, had this been talked about for a while at the Ashland City Council? I can't believe it hadn't been.
Well, it sort of had. It began, there are three groups that were involved in this. First, it was the students, SOU students, and 3 years ago, they went around and they talked with over 60 or 70 businesses in Ashland, actually persuaded them to sign a petition. So it started with the SOU students. Then it went to what's called Oregon, Environment Oregon, mm-hmm. who have, they have 1,000 members here in Ashland. So all those persons were alerted to this and involved in it. And finally, it went to the Conservation Commission, and that's where they fine-tuned everything. So those three groups were involved in getting this actually to the council.
And how long ago was the student petition?
It was about 2.5 to 3 years ago.
Okay, so it really was a while then.
It was. It took a while.
Is it easier to think about enacting things when you see other cities do this before you? Because there are lots of other cities, Rich Rosenthal, that have taken this step already.
Well, when you have some model ordinances in place, that certainly is helpful when you're not necessarily on the lead. I would say there are people in our community who would say that Ashland should have been on the lead on this particular topic. But I do believe the Conservation Commission had considered it several years ago as well, and long before, it probably would have been the first in Oregon, say. But it's a complicated issue. It seems simple on the surface, but you delve down into some of the details and how are you going to do this? How are you going to get people to change their habits? And it's not quite as simple, although I think this particular ordinance is pretty straightforward.
All right, well, let's start with the simple. I mean, what essentially are you trying to change? What's the major behavior you're trying to curtail?
People going to a grocery store, primarily, and buying groceries, and instead of having plastic be the container that they carry their groceries in, that they have cloth bags, and that they bring their own. And I think that's what's really important. Now, one of the issues we faced on council was whether or not to charge for a paper bag and how much to charge for it. And the commission brought to us 25 cents charge for every paper bag. And there was a rationale for that. It was peer-reviewed as to why that will be the best incentive to get people to bring their cloth bags. But we put that back to 10 cents. So that may be still something we want to consider to increasing that, I think.
All right. Has there been that much of a problem? I can honestly say, I mean, as much time as I spend in Ashland, I do work here and shop here. Don't see a lot of the bags stuck in the bushes and things that you tend to see in some other communities.
I do in my community. I mean, my part, northern, north part of Ashland. I see paper bags thrown on my property.
Paper or plastic?
It's plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just where I have my compost pile, there's just a whole bunch of them there right now.
Right.
And I just have to take them and, you know, take care of them.
They
so it is a problem still.
They seem to get stuck to everything, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They do.
All right. So you mentioned a couple of different steps that took a while to get here. Interesting that it started with students at Southern Oregon University. You teach at Southern Oregon University, don't you, Carol?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. And it was two women in my ethics class, mm-hmm. Ethical Thinking for the 21st Century, and they did an independent study on this. And so they had to present persuasive argument for it. And so they did that, and they put it in the form of a petition. And I said, well, then you go and talk to the businesses. We've got to get them on board before anything. And so that's what they did, and they did a good job of that. It took them about 3 months to do it.
And what kinds of discussions did they have with the businesses? What sort of information were they seeking to get, or what information were they seeking to impart? I imagine it went in both directions.
It did, but they said they had they didn't have a difficult time at all in persuading them. They said most of them said yes, they wanted it. There were a few that said they didn't because they have large items that they sell and that people might want to protect them from the rain, and that paper won't work for that, so they might need plastic. And there were a couple of stores like that, but they said basically they all agreed that they talked to, that plastic would be good. Now, my understanding is there's only one grocery store that doesn't have the option of plastic, or that has even stopped it. We know the Co-op has stopped it completely, but that's Safeway. And Safeway, I've talked to the managers. Safeway has said, he said, we won't stop it until there's an ordinance.
Right,
so, and I think this will help them get to being, you know, banning all the plastic that they have.
All right, so the other stores already have voluntarily stopped the plastic bag distribution?
Yes,
interesting. We're talking to Carol Voisin and Rich Rosenthal from the Ashland City Council about the bag ban, the plastic bag ban, coming to the city of Ashland, enacted just recently and will come down to will come into effect in a couple of months, 6 months. You can join this discussion on the Jefferson Exchange about plastic bag bans specific to Ashland or more generally in your community, because you may live in one of the communities that already has one. Please join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, you had it. Go ahead, Carol.
Well, here's some cities that already have the bag ban. Corvallis, which has 54,998 people. Eugene, 157,986. Portland, 603,000 people. And that's these cities are saving more than 265 million plastic bags every year. Now, Ashland's going to be added on to that. And there are five or six other municipalities that are working on this: Beaverton, Bend, Lake Oswego, Salem, Tigard, and West Lynn. So this is a statewide movement.
You're going to get the people in Tigard, man.
Yeah, for Tigard. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I think the key element of the ordinance, which passed first reading and then on May 6th, will be potentially the second and final reading, and then it'll be 6 months before it goes into effect here in Ashland to give the businesses an opportunity to prepare for it. But the cost pass-through has elicited quite a bit of comment. And what that is for each paper bag that when you go to the grocery store, there is a currently the proposal is a 10-cent cost pass-through. And that gets back to the environmental cost of the various types of bag. Okay, so we know that the plastic, single-use plastic, those are awful things. They take forever to biodegrade, and you find them everywhere. So wanting to get people and businesses away from using those, but there's also an environmental impact to using, going from plastic to paper.
Because
you're talking about, you know, trees here. So
right.
Switching from one to the other isn't good enough. What we want to try to encourage is people, again, to reuse their bags, whether it's a plastic bag that they've had forever or the paper bags that they just bought at the store, or to buy, you know, the multiple-use cloth bags. That's the goal. But without that cost pass-through, we're just switching from plastic to paper, and that's not solving the problem.
All right, so the point is you really want people to be able to bring a bag to the store that's going to get used more than once.
Right, and the key point is you don't have to pay anything unless either you forget or you don't want to. And that's the key point that people forget, that, you know, it's like I'm going to go to the store and now I have to pay, you know, another X cents or for however many bags. But if you bring your own, there's no charge.
I have been in that situation, though, where you get to the checkout and go, oh, man,
yeah,
where are my cloth bags? What has happened here? All right. So, but in fashioning any sort of a bag ban, you have to be kind of choosy about the sorts of things you include, because you can have the unintended consequence of eliminating things in other parts of the store, not just the single-use white plastic bags at the checkout. In other words, things like the bulk food bags and all that sort of thing. So how did you work those into this? Those are still allowed, correct?
They are.
There are a number of exemptions. And exceptions, pharmacy bags being an example, the thin plastic bags so that you put your vegetables or the fruits in. There's a list of exempted, you know, items there, and it's based on the Eugene model, mm-hmm. and it's very similar to what the folks up in Eugene have done, and it from what we can tell based on our research and what the conservation commissioners tell us, it's a very successful initiative up there.
So you don't get down the rabbit hole of identifying which kinds of plastic, thicknesses, anything like that, just the kind of use for which it is intended?
Right. Got it. Yeah, these are the very thin, single use. They're 4 mils or less would be the defined as thin.
Yeah, that is a thin bag. Let's take some calls here. We have Kevin and Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the bag ban with Carol Voisin and Rich Rosenthal from the City Council.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I remember when I was a young person, like some of these SOU students, and we thought going from paper to plastic was just gold. That was the greatest idea in the world. And I'm just, real quick, my point is I'm worried, are we pushing off our negative ecological impact places like China by now relying on them to mass produce these cloth bags?
All right.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. So we're basically making another industry here. Let's get a response here. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Well, that's getting back to the environmental impact. You know what the impact is with the having all these plastic bags. You know that you're using trees for the paper bags. Again, it's encouraging people to reuse the bags. And the ultimate goal here is not just to get the paper bags, pay for it, and then throw them in the recycle container or throw them away. It's the maybe use those bags again, and that's why the cost pass-through is a really key element into encouraging people to think about it, maybe change habits that will be better for the environment.
That cost pass-through was actually one of the things that got a vote against this. I mean, Greg Lemhouse voted against this, didn't he, because he was concerned about the cost? Mm-hmm. And the effect on low-income families. So that didn't particularly trouble anybody else on the council?
Yes, it does. And I think there are ways we can get around that. And one of the ideas, I think, that's coming from the Conservation Commission is that the Chamber of Commerce work with the city and the commission as well and try to come up with some new bags. And I hear what Kevin's saying. Yeah, we're going to, import all these bags from China, but I think we can find a way that we can buy them locally, that they're made locally, buy them locally, and then have some that are free for those who can't afford them. And I think there's a way to do this in, each of these grocery stores or wherever we want to put them. I think there's a way to get around this. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Is there a specific provision in the Ashland Ordinance that would allow some bags to be given away, or is it something that's just up to each store operator?
Well, I think that's what I'd like to see the Conservation Commission and the Chamber take part in that, because what they're thinking of doing is having bags with advertising on them. So whoever has their advertising on that will pay for that, and that can make them reduce the cost of them significantly and maybe have some free ones out there. Or, bring your bag and leave it and come back, and there'll always be bags available even if you forget it. Some way I think we can do that. We have creative people in this town. I think we can figure out a way to do that.
Initially, the pass-through fee was going to be 25 cents per bag, and that was amended to the 10 cents. Right. And what I had hoped to do is to take a portion of that and direct it toward conservation initiatives, such as being able to provide those who want a cloth bag, need a cloth bag, aren't inclined to buy one, be able to supply those types of things. But I came up a vote short.
Ah. Now, Rich has a good idea there. I thought that was really a clever idea to take that pass-through and use it for paper or cloth bags. And maybe we can get that back in the second reading. I think it's really important because we have peer-reviewed research that says if you don't have the 25 cents, if you have anything below 25 cents, the motivation to bring your cloth bag, it just dwindles. At 10 cents, people are just going to pay the 10 cents for a paper bag. But 25 cents is kind of, that's too much.
All right, so it's a little more punitive.
That's
then,
right.
In a sense.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's a little more of a barrier. Let's take another call here. We have Joseph and Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Ashland's plastic bag ban with council members Carol Voisin and Rich Rosenthal. Joseph, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. I have 2 points. One of the reasons I heard the reason for the ban of plastic bags was they end up in the ocean, and cause pollution, and I kind of disagree about that. I think the cause of the pollution in the oceans are the shipping industry's handling of waste. And then the other idea that draws a question for me is, I got a couple of bags of groceries the other day, and one of them opened up, it ripped, and it spilled all over the street as I crossed it. So I had a pile of groceries in the middle of the street, and cars were coming, and it's just, plastic bags are great. So I just wanted to share that.
All right. Thanks for that, Joseph. Appreciate it. All right. So concerns about plastic in the ocean, and he doubts that it's from plastic bags, and then the bags rip, the cloth bags, he says. Rich Rosenthal?
There was a group of students who came to the council meeting the other day, I guess it was last week, from John Muir School, and provided some fantastic testimony based on their visit to the coast and the aquarium, and they did a study on the plastics in the oceans, and they were describing how the plastic bags do or don't actually don't dissolve, don't degrade, and it was really interesting to hear these grade school students, how passionate they were after what they've learned, how these plastic bottles and bags, what they do in the ocean, and how these giant masses of bottles are collecting in the ocean. And so I'm not disagreeing with Joseph's viewpoint, but I do think that there's a body of scientific evidence that suggests that what we can do to keep the stuff out of the ocean is probably a good thing. And again, if those who prefer having plastic bags are encouraged to bring them to the grocery store and use them if that's their conveyance of choice.
Well, the bag could be as strong as you want. You don't have to buy the cloth bags,
right,
is your point then, right?
Right.
So if you want to get a big, big, heavy-duty plastic bag or something and take that to the store with you, big, long-lasting cloth bag, because the ones that are frankly sold at the grocery stores for use are not designed to last forever. That's quite clear. And they tend to cost about, a buck or two, the reusable bags. The ones with the grocery
cents.
Store name.
Right?
60
I mean,
cents
is a dollar. The ones I've bought.
You can tell I haven't bought one in a while. That's part of the issue here. Let's take another call. We have Steve and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Ashland bag ban with council members Carol Voisin and Rich Rosenthal.
Howdy. We had the ban in Eugene for about a year now, and personally, I think that it's a pretty good thing. The main drawback I've seen is trying to overcome, almost 70 years of habit of just going in automatically, getting your stuff bagged up and going out again. And for the first 6 months or so, I'd often just walk right past the plastic bags sitting on the kitchen counter into the car and go to the store and get a nickel's worth of dope slap up the side of the head just to, remind myself that, I shouldn't be doing this. So there's a certain amount of just retraining your mind and your actions into, preparing to do this, but overall I see many, many, many reusable bags coming out of the store, and I'm just picturing, all of the mountains of garbage that these bags are replacing. I cannot see how it would be a bad thing at all.
All right. Thanks for the thought, Steve. Appreciate that. And so there's a little comparison there between Eugene, which has had the ban for about a year, and Ashland, which, if all goes on schedule, we'll get one around November.
Right. And he's absolutely right. What you have to do is break a habit, and you have to start a new habit. And it's not easy to do. It'll take a while for some people. So it's a challenge.
Have you heard any complaints from anybody, whether it's store owners or just anybody in town, period, about the concern about driving shoppers out of town? They'll go to some place where they can get the plastic bags. I mean, we heard this when the Ashland City Council passed the meals tax years ago. There were people who said they would never spend another nickel in an Ashland restaurant because they weren't going to spend a nickel per dollar on that tax, and yet it seems like Ashland restaurants are generally doing okay. Any complaints about, we'll just shop someplace else?
Well,
go ahead. I haven't heard of any.
Rolled in the day after the meeting, my next-door neighbor pointed out that, you know, it gets down to what should the role of government be? And I think, first of all, Ashland, when you compare Ashland to other communities, it's, you know, Ashland might be inclined to do certain things like this than other communities, but really it comes down to we're trying to do what we can to make the environment, you know, preserve the environment, and we can make, even if it's a small difference here, this there were at least five of us on the council who felt that this was important enough, not only for our generations, but those who come after us, that, hey, we can do this. This will make just a little bit of difference. I think it's a good thing.
And here's a parting email from Adam in Eugene. He says, the ban in Eugene has been remarkable. The parks and sidewalks are much cleaner. Mm-hmm. The impact has been very noticeable. So if all goes as planned, second reading and final passage on May 6th.
Correct.
And then it would take effect 6 months later, so in early November then. Plastic bags disappear from Ashland stores. Right. All right. Carol Voisin and Rich Rosenthal from the Ashland City Council, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this hour. We'll talk about the Galapagos in hour number two coming up.